Message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Some public schools are trying to combat low levels of achievement, especially among boys, by experimenting with single-sex schools and classrooms. This makes sense, but the idea has brought about a storm of criticism from the feminists and ACLU types who have been working for years to change us into a totally gender-neutral society. The number of public school districts that either run single-sex schools or offer single-sex classes within co-ed schools has risen from 4 to 228. Students in these classes often improve their academic performance. For example, in DeLand, Florida, an elementary school reported that last year 91% of boys and 83% of girls in the single-sex classes scored at grade level or higher on Florida's standardized tests. But in other schools, where co-ed classes are the rule, only about half the students achieved comparable scores. Positive outcomes have also been reported in South Carolina, Mississippi, and Ohio. Co-ed classrooms tend to have a more feminine learning environment, if for no other reason than most teachers are female. Many boys may be discouraged from school simply because the classroom is stacked against them from the start. But what's the real explanation for the improvement that results from single-sex schools? Dr. Leonard Sachs, whose book called Why Gender Matters, says that neurological research over the last 10 years proves that there are hardwired differences in the ways girls and boys learn. Male and female brains develop in different orders at different rates. For instance, when learning math, a 12-year-old girl's brain resembles that of an 8-year-old boy. The gender advantage is reversed when reading and writing tasks are presented. This suggests that single-sex classes may be a good way to accommodate differences. Single-sex education will surely be part of America's education debate for the foreseeable future.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Would you like to be better informed about the pervasive influence of the feminists in our schools and colleges, the media, and the military? Go to our website, eagleforum.org, and you'll find helpful up-to-date information about Phyllis Schlafly's regular reports and her new book titled Feminist Fantasies. That's at eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust attack. just war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show.
The man who says, you're stuck with your debt if you can't budget.
Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points. Common sense points of view. View, that's what it is. I was trying to think about yesterday. Yesterday was May 22nd, wasn't it? Yeah, that's right. Yesterday was May the 22nd. And we were putting something on the calendar, and my wife said, what is Maritime Day? She said, my calendar says Maritime Day. I said, I don't have any idea, but I know it has to do with the ocean and the water and this sort of thing. And then, lo and behold, here it is. A little research on that says, and I got it from Bill Federer, the American Minute. He says, May 22nd. On May 22nd, 1819, the SS Savannah left Savannah, Georgia, and 25 days later arrived in Liverpool, England. It completed the very first transatlantic voyage by a steamship. You know, the problem with steamships were they had to keep a fire going, and they had to keep up ahead of steam. And there's not many places out in the middle of the Atlantic where they can cut some trees down and get some wood to build a fire to make some steam. So steamships hadn't been crossing the big ponds. Well, anyway, this one did. May 22nd, 1819. So to pay tribute to the American Merchant Marine, President Franklin Roosevelt designated May 22nd, 1933, National Maritime Day. And now everybody knows what Maritime Day was all about. Okay. This weekend will be the holiday weekend. Bill Federer is going to help me do the show on Monday, which is Armistice Day. See, I'm old-fashioned. It's still Armistice Day. Is it Armistice Day? No, it's Decoration Day. What do we call it now? Now I'm confused, Jeff.
I'm too young.
Anyhow, it's not labor.
But I know that you're going to get into Boss Hog. A ride.
Yeah, we do that every year. We take out our 1968, is it, model Cadillac convertible and go to the cemeteries. Anyway, now that means that the cops are going to be out in full force. And the Click It or Ticket program is getting a lot of federal funds. They're buying off our local. I heard our local sheriff come on talking about clicket and ticket and all that business. Well, they're getting paid to do this. They get government money to set up these roadblocks, which I don't care what the Supreme Court says, are as unconstitutional as they can be. We have a right to travel uninhibited in the United States, yet you're going to have to go through roadblocks. You got to be nice, because if you're not nice, you're going to be in a heap of trouble. Anyway, I have three vehicles that I drive regularly, and I have heavy-duty license plates on every one of them, so I don't have to wear a seatbelt. They can't give me legally a ticket because I'm not wearing a seatbelt. Now, I'm not opposed to wearing a seatbelt. You want to wear a seatbelt, go on, put on a seatbelt. That's fine. But I'd rather have bumpers, so I put good bumpers on my vehicles. Anyway, the Click-It-to-Ticket program is a national enforcement effort to increase seatbelt and child restraint use. And it's underway now, and it will be until June the 3rd. Now, I don't know what the local people are doing, but this is coming from the feds, and that's what they want everybody to do. And as I said, they've given police departments and sheriff departments money to hire extra people to go around and make sure that you're being safe in your vehicle. Okay, so much for Maritime Day, so much for seatbelts. And now, this little girl broke the law. She killed a couple of guys with a 12-gauge shotgun. Here's the story. She's a Montana girl. This was filed November the 5th, 2006. But I haven't seen it before, so if I haven't seen it, I doubt if you have seen it. But there were two illegal aliens, Rafael Resendez or whatever, and Enrico Garcia. And they were housebreakers. They were breaking into homes. In fact, they had already stabbed one local resident to death, but nobody knew this at the time. They were on a spree. And they waited until Patricia Harrington, and she's from Montana, by the way, lived in Montana. They waited until her father left for work. And then they broke into the house. And they lived in a two-story home, and Patricia was upstairs, but apparently she knew what was going on. She was there by herself, and what these burglars didn't know is that at 11 years old, she had been a clay-shooting champion since she was 9, pretty good with her shotgun. So she was in her upstairs room when the two men broke in through the front door of the house. We're into her father's room. Grabbed the 12-gauge Mossberg 500 shotgun, which should have been. It should have been locked up with trigger locks on it so it'd be child-proof, right? Anyway, Resendez was the first to get up to the second floor, only to catch the first point-blank blast of a buckshot from the 11-year-old's aim. He suffered fatal. That means he died. He suffered fatal wounds from his abdomen and genitals. When Garcia ran to the front of the stairs, he took a blast in the left shoulder and staggered out to the street where he bled to death before medical help could arrive. It was found out later that Rendez was armed with a stolen .45 caliber handgun that he took from another home invasion where the victim, 50-year-old David Burian, was not so lucky as he died from stab wounds to the chest. But see, you can't trust an 11-year-old kid, especially a girl with a 12-gauge shotgun. Next time, I'll guarantee you her daddy will have that thing locked in the closet. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Smith.
So, Derry, according to the last statement before your break, are you saying all guns should be locked up, Derry?
Well, we got a call from somebody that said, how did he change his attitude? Look, I'm from German descent. You have to know what I mean and not go by what I say. I did that facetiously. For gosh sakes, here this little kid did what she did was right. It was good. It was 100% right. Her dad had taught her to shoot at 9. If every individual, if every American citizen was as good a shot as she was, and she had been winning, what was it? She'd been winning clay shoot events at young as 9. If everybody could handle a gun like that, hey, there wouldn't be very many murders and robbers and rapes going on. I mean, it would practically eliminate it. You don't, because you've got a gun, you don't go around shooting people unless they needed shooting. And these two guys needed shooting.
I hate to think what would happen to that young girl if there had been locks on there.
Yeah, she'd have been dead because they've already killed one person. But this is just the ignorance of these gun control people. I mean, anyway, if you understand globalism, you understand that, hey, if we're going to have a global government, we're not going to be able to have an armed citizenry. And they're doing everything that they can. They, meaning the globalists, and these are both Democrats and Republicans, to take the guns away from the American citizens. But anyway, let's move along here. The North American Union, and we talked about that yesterday with Jerome Corsi, the North American Union is. There's no doubt about it. I mean, we're seeing these newspaper articles.
That kind of depends on what your definition of is.
Is. Well, get Clinton on the air there. Can you call him right quick? He's got a cell phone, and we'll ask him what is. But the North American Union is set up to be, and I have here an article, it's a WorldNet Daily article, saying that this goes all the way back to 1993, that they, again, the globalist leaders of this world, knew in 1993 that we were going to have a North American Union. Peter F. Drucker. Who was Drucker on? He was on Green Acres, wasn't he? He was one of a dozen of best-selling book writers. He wrote The European Community. And he said they triggered an attempt to create a North American economic community built around the United States, but integrating both Canada and Mexico into a common market. And he wrote that back in 1993. He said, so far, this attempt is purely an economical goal. But he said it can hardly remain so in the long run. Now, we're reading from his book, all right? Drucker describes how the worldwide trends toward globalism were evident way back then. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number, 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
And we have returned. As I mentioned, our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. Talking about this North American Union that was written up in a book 14 years ago by a fellow by the name of Peter Drucker, he said, what makes this so important is that the impetus of the North American Economic Community, he called it at that time, North American Economic Community, did not come from the United States. He said it came from Mexico. He writes, yet for over 150 years, the goal of Mexican policy has been to put as much distance as possible between its country and its pushy and totally alien neighbor to the north. No two close neighbors like we are as different as Mexico and the United States in language, in religion, and above all in culture, values, and tradition. Yet Mexico had to accept in the end that the 150 years of isolationist policy has ended in failure. In order to survive as a country and civilization, it has to integrate itself, at least economically, with the huge, dangerous, and alien neighbor to the north. That's us. It all began with a plan to establish common custom procedures between the three countries. He wrote that the economic, economic integration of the three countries into one region is proceeding so fast that it will make little difference whether the marriage is sanctified legally or not. Now, he wrote this in 1993. Okay, that's 14 years ago. Most of those denying the drive toward integration, North American Union, point out that it has not been debated in Congress, that no legislation has been introduced for actual merger. But Drucker pointed out 14 years ago that political and economic inertia was already so strong the formalities of legislation would not be necessary to achieve the goal. Since the North American integration plans were first revealed in WorldNet Daily, many state legislatures have attempted to opt out of the Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement that serves a kind of blueprint for the progress. Mexico's ambassador to the United Nations said, "A North American Union is needed," and even provided a deadline for such. Okay, now, our government is behind this 100%. And it's not just, and it could be coming from the administration, but just to show you how the different agencies are, would the United States Department of Agriculture be pushing for a North American Union? You say, well, I didn't have anything to do with the Department of Agriculture. Yeah, it does. The United States Department of Agriculture did not aggressively seek a more favorable disease risk classification for the United States cattle industry from the World Organization of Animal Health, which is called the OIE, and I don't know where they get the OIE. But anyway, the USDA is well satisfied with the OIE's decision to lump the United States and Canada into the same risk category. Now, let's realize that we never heard much about BSE on our shores until this thing was found in Canada, right? The problem with lumping the United States into the same category as Canada, and it's mad cow disease we're talking about, that the rest of the world knows that Canada has inherently higher risk for mad cow disease, so the United States has basically sold itself short. In other words, our government, our USDA, is saying, hey, it's all right, just lump us with Canada on this thing. Well, every cattle that has ever been tested, to my knowledge now, and showed up with BSE in the United States, had Canadian origin, all right? The USDA continues to insist that the U.S. cattle industry should be, viewed as, get this, a North American cattle industry. So you think, see, that'd do away with NCBA, wouldn't it? We would no longer be a National Cattlemen's Beef Association. We would be a North American Cattlemen's Beef Association. Anyway, beef produced from foreign cattle should be undifferentiated from beef produced in the United States. They're saying we're all alike. Now, this is coming from the United States Department of Agriculture, government agency. The USDA has a long history of trying to pick and choose among OIE standards in order to relax U.S. import standards against countries affected by BSE. When OIE required an 8-year effectively enforced feed ban, USDA argued that a 5-year feed ban in Canada was good enough. In other words, the USDA is working for the packers, not for the American beef producers or the American farmer, and we find that most of our national farm organizations are working for multinational corporations and not for the farmer. Yet Congress just cannot wait in order to do whatever they're told by what supposedly would be farm organizations, but they're not farm organizations. Farm Bureau is not a farm organization. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association is a packer organization. Farm Bureau is a multinational corporation organization. It's a big insurance company that takes money from these organizations. And you say, oh, they don't either. Yes, they do. The Missouri Farm Bureau for sure gets money from Monsanto. Every time Monsanto sues a farmer and wins money, that money goes to the Missouri Farm Bureau if it happens in the state of Missouri. So if it's happening in Missouri, you can just almost bet it's happening everywhere else, and I'm going to take a break. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Okay, you've been putting it off how long? A year? 2 years? Longer? You know you need to go. I'm talking about going to the dentist. What if there was a way to save up to 50% off your dental fees? Would you go? Well, there is a way. It's called the Aetna Dental Access Plan by Value Dental. Grab a pen, take down this phone number. It's 1-800-577-6185. When you go to a participating Aetna Dental Access Plan provider, you'll receive dramatic discounts on dental exams, cleanings, x-rays, fillings, crowns, and root canals. In fact, the Aetna Dental Access Plan will save you 30 to 50% on all your dental procedures. Plus, here's the best part. Now, for a limited time, you can try the Aetna Dental Access Plan free for 21 days. That's right, free for 21 days. So now you have no risk in trying the plan and no more excuses on why you can't go to the dentist. Come on, you know that dental work you've been putting off for you or someone in your family isn't going to fix itself. Try the Aetna Dental Access Plan free for 21 days. Call 1-800-577-6185. That's 1-800-577-6185. Free for 21 days. 1-800-577-6185.
The last time you made a financial contribution to a multi-billion dollar organization after receiving a glossy brochure to help the cute and furry animals, have you wondered how effective your donation really was? Well, listen to G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
Truth of the matter is, because we have such a small staff and we run it as tight as we can, because our commitment to the people is that every dime you contributed to this foundation is going to go back out into the things that we believe in and go out to help people. And let me tell you, to the person on this board, we're committed to that, and there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing that's ever going to change that.
Doing the work on a dime, keeping true to its mission statement, and helping to wake up America and protect your property rights. That's the Paragon Foundation. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. Or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org. Since 1977, the American agriculture movement has been a major player in agricultural policymaking in Washington, D.C. And now, once again, AAM leads the march for the use of alternative energy sources to lower the use of fossil fuels. Farmers, energy experts, and multinational corporations are all pulling in different directions as gasoline prices continue to soar. Many argue that ethanol is the answer to the energy crisis, but that doesn't guarantee a profit to the American farmer. Imported ethanol from sugarcane is 50% cheaper to produce than from corn. The American agricultural movement supports the use of alternative energy sources such as biomass, U.S.-produced ethanol, biodiesel, wind and solar power, and other energy sources. AAM is a member of 25 by 25 that has the goal to produce 25% of U.S. energy by the year 2025 from alternative energy sources. To join the American agricultural movement, go to www.aaminc.org or call 605-993-6201.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, a man who says, when sending your wife down the road with a gas can, it's impolite to ask her to bring back beer. Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. Now, I'm going to switch topics here, totally. But I didn't realize it until just this morning. It happened on May the 9th. And this is a Jerome Corsi, who we had on the air yesterday, article in WorldNet Daily. And I don't know if he knew this yesterday or not. Maybe he didn't. I wish he would have brought it up. But President Bush has signed an executive order that's going to deal with national security and homeland security presidential directive. Now, this, I'll get into that later. But keep that in mind as we talk about what Nancy Levant writes. And she says, you know, and I'm saying this, I'm adding this because I'm just picking up parts of her article. But we can all remember the Oklahoma City bombing, the Murrah building. And then, of course, 9-1-1 and the New York towers. Okay, now, here's what, with that in mind, and with President Bush's national security and homeland security directive, a presidential directive, keep all this in mind. She says, we know there is an event that will transpire on American soil that will render the people of this nation powerless and helpless. We don't know what that event will entail, and it will most likely entail a combination of events. It could be weather, economic, terror, pandemics, just to name a few. But she says the billion-dollar paramilitary industry has been silently and incrementally established on American soil, and that guarantees that an event has been prepared and readied. She goes on, later in her article, she says the American people cannot be designated as dissidents simply because they are constitutionally guaranteed American people. However, this can occur if operating under military law, and particularly martial law, which suspends the constitutional law. She goes on to say the stage has been set for martial law. Many executive orders have defined and guaranteed absolute dictatorial powers of martial law. We continue to be desensitized by homeland military presence, public view of military weapons, black suits, international forces, and commands to disarm. Okay, so much from Nancy Levant's article. Now, here is Jerome Carsey's WorldNet Daily .com article of this morning. President Bush has signed an executive order granting extraordinary powers to the office of the president in the event of a declared national emergency. Now, I'm reasonably sure that Nancy wrote her article before Carsey did. They're dated different anyway. The order was signed on May the 9th. So maybe she knew this, I don't know, without any announcement. National Security and Homeland Security Presidential Directive was issued with the dual designation, and he goes into the laws that they've used. The order established a new national continuity coordinator whose job is to make plans for national essential functions. Now, what are national essential functions? And it goes on to say that this coordinator's job is to make plans for national essential functions of all. Now, get this, all. You know what all means? All is not what you put in the engine of your car. All means everything, all right? You know, some of us Southerners, you know, we put all in the car. All here means everything. The national essential functions of all federal, state, local, territorial, and tribal governments, as well as private sector organizations, to continue functioning under the president's directive in the event of a national emergency. Now, who's going to determine this national emergency? The president is going to determine this national emergency. It goes on to say, catastrophic emergency, and this is what this presidential directive says. It defines catastrophic emergency as any, goes along with that all, right? Any incident, regardless of location, that takes in a lot of territory, that results in extraordinary level of mass casualties, damage, or disruption severely affecting the U.S. population, or the infrastructure, or the environment, or the economy, or government functions. Now, that, again, takes in a lot of territory. So couldn't he call a national emergency for all those fires that are burning in Florida and in California? Couldn't he call a national emergency if the Brooklyn Bridge fell down? Couldn't he call a national... I mean, go back and let's listen to this. The national essential functions of all federal, state, local, territorial, or tribal governments, that's everybody, as well as private sector organizations, to continue functioning under the president's directives. In other words, he's going to tell you and I at the federal, state, and county level what we are to do. Catastrophic emergency is any incident, regardless of location, that results in extraordinary levels of mass casualties, or doesn't have to kill anybody, damage, disruption, severely affecting our population, infrastructure, environment, economy, government functions, all of this, he can just say it's a national emergency, and it's all done now in this National Security and Homeland Security presidential directive that he issued on May the 9th of this year. So it happened just, you know, a week or two ago. The president can assume the power to direct any and all government. Now, here we go again. The president can assume the power to direct any and all governments and business activities until the emergency is declared over. Now, if you go back and read those executive orders that are in the past, and they go all the way back to, well, the executive orders go way back, but most of these go back to JFK. But if you read those, you will see that the government, in case of a national emergency, can take over the farmland, the farm equipment, contractors' equipment. They can take over anything they want to, your automobile. You see, Brownfield, you are a nut. If you think so, please check me out. Go back and get those executive orders that have been signed over the past 15, 20 years, and you'll see every one of these. They're by number, and someplace I had the numbers. I don't know where they are now. I probably have them in files. A Congressional Research Service notes that the National Emergency Act, Now, get this. This is a double take here, and here's what he did. He just eliminated, he meaning Bush, eliminated the National Emergency Act. The original National Emergency Act set up Congress as a balance empowered to modify, rescind, and render dormant such emergency authority if Congress believes a president has acted inappropriately. Well, he just signed an order to say, hey, Congress can't do that. The new executive order suspended the National Emergency Act. It created the new position of national coordinator without any specific act of Congress authorizing the position. The order also makes no reference to Congress, and its language appears to negate any requirement that the president submit to Congress a determination that a national emergency does exist. The power of the executive order can be implemented without any congressional approval or oversight. So what we have here, ladies and gentlemen, is not constitutional government. What we have here is dictatorship. If this is right, and I have no doubt to believe that it is not, It is a WorldNetDaily.com article. Jerome Carsey, I spent hours talking to Jerome Carsey last month when we were in New Mexico, and he said, Derry, I could write stories that would curl people's hair, but I can't prove it. He said, I know it's right, but I can't prove it. Now, here he can prove this. And we now have a National Security and Homeland Security presidential directive that literally makes the President of the United States, who in the very near future will probably be Hillary Clinton, as dictator of the United States. Let's take a break. We'll be back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Catholic Priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
And we have returned. Let's go to the telephones. Kenny in Nebraska. Hi, Kenny. You're on the air.
Morning, Terry. I was at a sale over the weekend, and I met a gentleman. He came up to me, and we were discussing the gas price. And I said, well, how do you know, certain things? I was talking about certain things. And he said, well, I was in the military. I retired 5 years ago. I was in there 30 years. He was with reconnaissance. Are you familiar with what reconnaissance does, what they do? I believe they divulge or they have certain information they can't divulge.
Okay, go ahead.
He told me that they would declare martial law, the government would declare martial law, and at that point no one would be able to buy gas except the farmer, the military, and the government. I didn't know him from Adam. He was from West Virginia, retired up here in this area.
Well, they're planning to do something. Are all these executive orders and presidential directives and whatever, why would we want them? First of all, why does Congress put up with that? Congress could eliminate that problem.
I agree.
But they go right along with it. But, hey, Kenny, appreciate the call. Let's go to George in Florida. Hi, George, you're up next.
Yeah, I just think the last caller answered my question. I think I'm going to call my congressman and call the Judiciary Committee and start raising a fuss saying, there's three branches of government, co-branches, all three equal in power, and one branch does not have the right to usurp the power of the legislative and the judicial branch.
Well, that's constitutional stuff, and you know, that's just a GD piece of paper.
I mean...
You know what I'm talking about? That's what Bush said. Somebody asked Bush, oh, it's been months and months and maybe years ago, somebody asked Bush about some of his own people. Said, hey, this is not constitutional, and he said, quit putting that Constitution up, you know, make me look at that Constitution. He said, it's just a GD piece of paper. So you see how the administration feels about the Constitution, and Congress apparently feels the same way. So I know there's some good Congress people in there, but they don't get their way. They're outnumbered, they're outvoted, and that's just kind of the way it is.
Well, maybe I hope Ron Paul will raise a stink about it in the next debate.
You know, I've got a lot of good Ron Paul information here. I'm just not going to get to it today. But I did see where the California GOP, it's the United Republicans of California, have unanimously endorsed Congressman Ron Paul for president of the United States. This group was formed in 1963 to support Barry Goldwater. It represents a traditional, thank you, Beth, it represents the traditional conservative wing of the California Republican Party. The unanimous endorsement from the United Republicans of California proves what the campaign has been saying all along. Ron Paul is the only true conservative and the real Republican in the race. The group calls him the leading advocate for freedom in our nation's capital. His voting record demonstrates that he has voted against raising taxes, unbalanced budget, federal restriction of gun ownership, raising congressional pay, or increasing, and it goes on and on and on telling what he has. That's why they call him Dr. No, because he is a medical doctor, but he votes against anything that he considers unconstitutional, and practically everything they try to pass is unconstitutional. Let's take a break. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
I never really thought I needed to wear one, but thank God I wore it anyway.
My daughter insisted that I wear it. As it turns out, I'm really glad she did.
I am so glad I was wearing this.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But living alone comes with risk. What if you suddenly became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to your residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day.
This little pendant was a lifesaver.
For a free brochure, call 1-800-897-3777. That's 1-800-897-3777. Act now and receive a free smoke detector with 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-897-3777.
Gold prices inched lower Tuesday on a stronger dollar and weaker oil prices. Gold closed in New York down $3.80 to $658.80 an ounce. Silver fell 14 cents to $12.89 an ounce. Despite weakness Tuesday, the gold market at any time could revive and move higher, said Peter Spina, analyst at GoldSeek.com. At the same time, seasonality factors are coming to play, so the case for continued sideways action is also quite convincing. More at SwissAmerica.com. Imagine compressing a quarter century of experience in the gold and coin markets into a brand new audio CD that discusses seven major forces driving gold, four types of gold worth owning, and six steps before you buy gold. You need to hear this new audio CD by Craig Smith. Call 877-703-2193 for this rare opportunity CD. 877-703-2193, a rare opportunity CD with Craig R. Smith.
And we have returned. I have an email here. The other day we were talking about the National Animal ID Plan, and I have a picture here of a lady riding a longhorn steer. And she says, a friend called me today while your show was airing. The topic was NAIS. I'm Jauson. She spells her name J-A-U-S-O-N. And my longhorn steer's name is Freedom. And we're going to ride this steer 650 miles from southwestern Iowa to Wyoming. And she wants to educate people along the way about the NAIS. She says she wants to give them the true facts. Seems the facts have gotten a bit cloudy as the whole thing has progressed. We need support, and we need people who know we are out there for them, the farmer and the rancher that can't take time off to speak. And then she says freedom, and here she's not talking about her steer. She says freedom is about every one of us. What we choose to do with it is important. And I have her phone numbers here. We need to call her, Jeff, and see what she's... And she even gives a cell number so we can call her along the route. But she's mounted up here, and I can't tell. It's a front shot, so I don't know if she's riding with a saddle. Looks like she's bareback. And looks like she has her purse hanging on this steer's right horn. And she's going to ride him 650 miles and educate those folks out there. And by the way, those folks need educating as far as the National Animal ID is concerned. Now, the other day, we were talking about what happened here in the state of Missouri. And the legislature voted, and I won't say unanimously, but it was a landslide. The legislature voted 29-2 in the Senate, 137-10 in the House. It was a 93% of our state legislators voted to get this bill passed in the state of Missouri that would have eliminated the any opportunity for the federal or state government to create any kind of a mandatory or any kind of even voluntary National Animal ID program. The people want it. Yet the Farm Bureau said no. The Missouri Farmers Association said no. The Cattlemen's Beef Association said no. And they buy off these people. But anyhow, one individual, John Quinn, who's in the state legislature, killed the whole thing. And I said, you know, we need to find out and see how much money he gets from the federal government. Well, you can find that out. It's easy to do. You can just get on the USDA's Farm Service Agency's website, and you can find out. In 1995, he got, this John Quinn from the federal government, he got $60,691. In 1996, he got $60,215. He didn't do so good. In 1997, he only got $46,975. In 1998, he got $45,404. In 1999, he got $49,417. Now, things pick up a little bit here. In 2000, he got $59,624. And in 2001, he got $81,959. In 2002, only $14,318. See, this goes by the price of corn. The higher price corn, the less money they get. And anyway, in 2003, he only got $28,928. In 2004, $14,060. In 2005, John Quinn got $36,791. Now, when we add that up in those 10 years, from 1995 to 2005, he got almost just a few dollars under $500,000. And then you wonder why these people don't want to buck the United States Department of Agriculture? Hey, $498,382 ain't chicken feed. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the goods you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
About the clouds and we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
It's true.